I'm here with Donegal manager John McNulty. So John, in your first win or your first game as Donegal manager, you got a win under your belt under very, very tough conditions.
Yes. I'm delighted to get over the line, as they say, and get the 2 points to come down here today. And the conditions were very difficult indeed. And I'm just delighted with the girls that worked hard today. And we got a very good performance in very tough conditions.
So obviously you had the win advantage for the first half. It really was just a matter of trying to get as many points on the board, knowing that you're going to have to face in the second half. It was probably going to be worse, which it probably was. I said the wind is a bit stronger in the second half, I think.
Yeah, probably was. We were probably looking at that we were 4-0 at half time, and we squandered about 7 other chances, which really we probably should have put 4 of those at least over the margin. We probably should have been going in 8-0 up. And saying that, you know, we worked well defensively. I mean, they didn't get a shot in the first half, I think. So from that end, we were happy. We needed to be taking another 3 or 4 points when we had it. But to be fair, in the second half, we came out and we really put in a very working performance, and we kicked 3 scores against the wind, which left us in the victory of 7-2, as I say, and you say very difficult conditions.
So were you a little bit wary with the 4-point lead that might not have been enough coming out for the second half?
Well, we figured we would need more. We would have thought we would have needed more than 4 at half time, and we probably needed to score in the second half. And you know, luckily enough, we were able to do that. And we got, as you say, we got 3 and probably outscored Leeds in the second half 3-2. So we have to be happy with that.
So Suzanne White was very impressive with the forwards. How happy were you with her performance? 5 points in those sort of conditions.
I'm very happy because Susanna's come back from an injury there, you know, and she's working hard, and she worked hard to get herself back to fitness. Really, just before Christmas, she just said to get back on the field. So she's working very hard. She's doing everything she's asked, and you know, she really produced it today when we needed it.
And Niamh Loughlin, obviously, of course, back from Australia as well, is a huge bonus.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's great to have her. And she's obviously our captain as well this year, so you know, we're delighted to have her back. And again, you know, she probably sets the bar in terms of a workman performance or work-like performance, I should say, and you know, and sets the tone for the rest of the girls. And the rest of the girls have followed suit in that working together and working hard as a team. And I thought they done that very well today.
So that's one win out of 1 so far. How do you look to build on from here? Like, as we said, probably going to be the toughest conditions you want to be faced on here as a manager. So how do you work on for the players, even more so than yourself inside, but how do you work on from here now and build on from this win?
Yeah, well, I mean, we probably have to get back to training this week now. No condition, we have to try and get up the road safe first, yeah, with these windy conditions, but we'll be back at it again now during the week, and probably on Wednesday night now we'll be back at it, and we get ready for Kildare on Sunday. It's at home, so it's another big challenge. I think they're intermediate champions coming to us, so we know we'll be facing a big battle there as well, so we just have to prepare and go from there. But it's nice to be coming up the road this evening with 2 points.